You had to know how to control, how to operate a stable, how to dazzle, befuddle, bewitch, entrance, and hypnotize a woman. Not only one woman, but 8, 9. And to keep an harmonious effort.
Who was that? Well, that was a very famous pimp. The self-titled Iceberg Slim. Like any pimp, he was a scumbag, a punk, a parasite. All pimps leave a wake of misery, suffering, disease, and destruction wherever they go. They have no discernible talent but one. They bullshit. Are they world-class bullshit artists? Not really, because they don't need to be. The people they bullshit are always easy prey. Women who are drug addicted or have been pre-abused or desperate and invariably have self-esteem that's lower than whale shit. The clip is from a documentary about Iceberg Slim. And as I watched it, I was struck by how similar that pimp's attitude and line of bullshit was to Joe Biden. Another parasite with no discernible skill or talent except being able to sling Pony League caliber bullshit. And he doesn't have to be very good, just good enough to, as Slim said, dazzle, befuddle, bewitch, entrance, and hypnotize a bunch of pre-abused, gullible voters. An electorate that is, by and large, stupid. That doesn't know on which side of the continent the Atlantic Ocean is, or how many states there are, or from what nation America won its independence, but they can name every Kardashian. When you think about it, the parallels between Pimp Slim and Pimp Joey, well, they're numerous and obvious. And it was kind of funny, but it stopped being funny the day Pimp Joey put his liver-spotted bony hand on the Bible and was sworn in, because on that day, we became his whores.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 Come on, Larry. Larry.
Pimps are parasites, two-legged ticks. The only thing lower than a pimp is a pedophile. A term which douchebags are trying very hard to eradicate. They want pedos to be referred to as MAPs, minor attracted persons. And don't be surprised if they are successful. Look how many other words they've banned or distorted. There's now a sanitized word for every form of human filth and behavior. It's amazing how short people's memories are and how quickly time fogs the facts. The media is the main culprit. To watch the documentary on Iceberg Slim, you might think it's about some entertainer or entrepreneur. All kinds of celebrities talk about him as if he was a lovable rascal. Quincy Jones, Henry Rollins, Ice-T, Chris Rock. Of course, it's possible that any negative comments they had were edited out. But clearly the producers of the show, well, they're fans of Slim. The documentary glamorizes a vicious prick who victimized anyone he could. Had there been any justice, someone would have smacked his fucking head so hard, his lower jaw would have bounced off the sidewalk and rolled into a sewer. That way he'd have to dazzle, befuddle, and bewitch using sign language. Even his uber-cool nickname was bullshit. Some cursory research revealed that his actual street name was Kavanaugh Slim. That's a long way from Iceberg Slim, huh? He allegedly wrote a bunch of best-selling books, but his common-law wife was the one who typed and edited them and submitted them to publishers. How typical of a pimp. Sit on his candy ass and let a woman do the work. Of course, once he achieved a level of success in the literary world, he jettisoned her and the kids he fathered with her. He bragged about how much money he made pimping and writing, but still, he managed to die penniless. That will not be the case with Joey. No, he plays the long game, and he's a bit more adept at it than Slim was. And while Slim was scratching around on his own, Joey is forever backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. Treasury. And every corporation that will pay him fortunes to sit on their boards, if he makes it that long. But in the meantime, Joey is America's pimp. He's a lifelong liar and plagiarist, stealing the words of people from Bobby Kennedy to Hubert Humphrey and European leaders. He lied about degrees he never got, grades he never earned, even diseases he never had. He recently claimed he had cancer. There's a reel of Joey's lies back when he took his first run at the White House, and the media, which at that time still had a semblance of integrity, they took apart his lies and derailed his campaign. All those videos are on YouTube, in case you've not seen them. Now when Joey lies, the media won't even counter with contradictions that are mere months old. There's an unspoken phrase that prefaces every lie ever told by anyone since the dawn of time. And that unspoken phrase is, I think you're stupid. Before the lie is even uttered, the liar has ascertained that the listener is a dope, an unaware, unsophisticated rube who lacks the intelligence to discern truth or logic, or is too timid or intellectually lazy to fact-check or challenge the lie. So it's full speed ahead as the liar hoses your face with bullshit. Like this.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over.
Well, hallelujah. Joey says it's over, and that may be true, but it does not erase any of his previous outrageous and lethal lies that he told about the pandemic. When he said the pandemic was over, they should have played this clip.
I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Next, they should have popped up a chyron of the COVID death toll since Joey began his term. And that number is over 700,000. This, despite there having been 611 million doses administered of a vaccine, finger quotes, that was
100% safe and effective.
How did we know it was
100% safe and effective?
Joey said so.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
In all, the domestic death toll from the virus Joey promised to shut down now stands at 1,054,351. But something doesn't pencil out, does it? How do you have a population that's been pumped full of a gene-editing, magic bullet miracle drug several times over, and more than a million of them still wind up dead? Well, Joey blamed the refuseniks, those Neanderthals that didn't believe or even understand the science. Those unclean, untouchable, unvaccinated lowbrows who put everyone in danger with their selfish behavior. Mocked, shunned, demonized, discriminated against, and criminalized by Joey and his doll-eyed moron minions.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
That turned out to be another lie. For a year, the pandemic was fueled by the vaccinated. Turns out plenty of the COVID-infected dead were vaxxed, and now lots are turning up dead who were also vaxxed, but never had COVID. World-class young athletes, vaxxed for their safety and ours, and dead of all kinds of weird ailments, usually only experienced by older people, huh? Cardiac episodes and thrombosis and Bell's palsy, and even some strange malignancies and instant diabetes. And the same experts who told us they were 100% safe and effective are now claiming all the oddball deaths are due to everything from vitamin supplements to climate change. Hey, by the way, these clips of Pimp Joey are from 60 Minutes, where he was interviewed by the journal mummy Scott Pelley.
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch, hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that, but guess what we are? We're in a position where, for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely. It's been basically even.
That's Joey talking about inflation. Well, was he really talking? Nah, he was reciting the talking points his handlers give him before they allow him to sit before a live camera. And Scott Pelley, well, he was chosen to toss wiffle ball questions at Joey and not follow up when he deflects or obfuscates with those bullshit talking points. Once Joey parroted what he was told to, Pelley could and should have presented these truth bombs, which are not from the Daily Wire or Breitbart or even the Wall Street Journal. They are from longtime lefty news agency Reuters. Dig this. Between this past May and June, household wealth dropped by $6.1 trillion. Biggest drop in history. Mortgage rate zoomed from 2.5% to 7%. Goodbye American dream of homeownership. The Dow plunged 18%, the NASDAQ 26%, and inflation went from under 2% to well over 8%. We all feel that one, right? $50 is the new $10. From groceries to gasoline, everything is at outrageous prices, and why wouldn't it be? Joey promised to cripple the domestic oil industry, and he fucking did. That's a surefire way to trigger inflation. He printed trillions, flooded the nation with them, another proven path to inflation. He's burdened every American with $2,500 in additional taxes so he can buy votes with student loan forgiveness. Hey, no debt was forgiven. It's not deleted with a stroke of his pen. He simply decreed that you and I should pick up their tab, a tab run up by crybaby deadbeats who claim they were
victims of predatory lenders.
Fuck them. Now, they were victims of their own egos, stupidity, and vanity. The VIG on any credit card is a multiple of student loan interest rates. If any lender is predatory, it's MasterCard and Visa. But Joey's not forgiving those loans, is he? No. Of course, he's shoveled hundreds of billions at Ukraine, one of the most corrupt nations on the planet, with which we had no alliance or obligations whatsoever. But Joey's going to make the world safe for democracy. Everything's gone to shit, but Joey says no big deal. We live in uncertain times, he says. We're at an inflection point.
This is a really difficult time. We're at an inflection point in the history of this country.
That's his new, utterly meaningless phrase his handlers told him to repeat and use on all his dim bulb hoes.
Oh, so that's why everything's gone wrong. Putin must be pointing some of those inflections at us. Better stand with Ukraine. Send him another $100 billion.
Joey cares not a whit. He barely understands how he has wrecked this nation. He's a career politician, He's never made an honest buck in his worthless life, never broken a sweat, never cashed a check that wasn't from the government, and therefore bounce-proof. He's never run a business, never created a job, has no real-world experience at anything. An ancient, doddering, low-intellect, cheap hustler who is completely unaccomplished. He cannot do one thing well. Not one thing. Do you know anybody that worthless? He's almost an anomaly to find such a low-quality, unaccomplished person. You'd probably have to search a prison. And maybe that's where he should be, because prisons are full of guys like him. Guys who do share a solitary talent. Bullshitting. Same as Iceberg Slim. When you do a careful comparison, which is the better person? Answer: Iceberg Slim, by a vast margin. As awful as Slim was, he had no safety net. He operated as a sole proprietor. Pimp Joey has the largest bureaucracy in the history of the world running interference for him, and the legacy media and social media and big pharma and big tech. Joey's support system is limitless. Iceberg Slim had no bodyguards or enforcers. He never knew when some bigger, meaner pimp might just decide to eliminate him. And he had to work closely with the women he exploited. Women kill people too, all the time. Slim probably had to sleep with one eye open, wondering if some coked out and pissed off hooker might jam an ice pick into his ear. As Joey often reminds us, he's got nukes and F-15s between him and his critics. But those assets are only in case FBI thugs can't get the job done. Slim had to collect revenues from his hookers himself. And who knew if they were skimming or holding out? Joey, he's got the IRS and just hired 87,000 more armed stooges to collect for him. That ought to keep his programs funded a while. When Slim's hookers split, left him with an income gap, he had to find a replacement himself, maybe hang around a bus station or try to lure a whore away from another pimp. Joey never has that problem. He's let 2 million potential low-wage laborers swarm over the southern border. And the moment any actual American citizens are born, well, government gives them a number for life, right? So it can take what it wants from them. Wages, freedom, military conscription. Slim, he was a small-time criminal. At best, he only terrorized and victimized 8, maybe 9 women at a time. Pimp Joey has terrorized an entire nation for nearly 2 years, commanded everyone to take the heart dart or lose their job, threatened us, said his patience was wearing thin, destroyed hundreds of thousands of small businesses, raised the suicide and drug abuse levels to record highs, plunged the country into emotional depression and now financial recession, which may yet spiral into a full-blown depression. When you consider all the aforementioned, Iceberg Slim was a much less loathsome pimp than Joey. There was some risk to running Slim's game. Joey's operation is risk-free. In his dotage, Iceberg Slim claimed he regretted his wicked ways and made some perfunctory apologies. Pimp Joey's insufferable hubris is part of his DNA. He's never apologized for anything in his life, and he never will. Yeah, Joey would be crowned an emperor at the Players' Ball, at least for the size and scope of his pimping operation. But maybe not. Maybe even among those guys, there is a scintilla of honor. A few actually have changed their ways and attempted to make amends. Pimp Joey has the moral compass of a tapeworm. Maybe for the next round of government handouts, in another lame attempt to prop up the economy he destroyed, Pimp Joey will include a clothing allowance. We can all buy clear heels, halter tops, and shoulder strap purses just big enough to hold breath mints, some condoms, and the cash receipts from a night on the stroll. Since we are now all Pimp Joey's whores, maybe we should wear the uniform. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. For hundreds more episodes, hop over to thatlarryshow.com, and while you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss one. Doesn't cost a thing. Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook. You'll find links to those pages there as well. If you like what you just heard and want to help me keep the heat on Joey and other commie parasites, click the Patreon or PayPal button and make a donation. Or if you prefer, there's a postal address also at thatlarryshow.com. Pimp Joey has done more damage to this nation in less than 2 years than any other president did in 4 or 8, or nearly 13 years as Emperor Franklin Douchebag Roosevelt did during his interminable regime. America has been reduced to a stinking, smoldering dumpster fire. The repercussions of Pimp Joey's mandates and dictates and executive orders are incalculable. He must be stopped. It's only a few weeks to Election Day. Get out and vote for everyone and anyone who opposes him and his commie confederates. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.